episode May. No, it's not May anymore. We missed 4 months.
Yeah, it hasn't been May since May.
Yeah, it is officially September 29th, 2014. The new season of Rockin' Wrestling Podcast. Why is there a new season? Because apparently stuff costs money and I didn't feel like spending money to turn on my internet or my cable or fix my computer. So I got a new computer. I got a new internet. This is like the future. So we have the internet, we have the computer, and we have the capability of providing you with a brand new spanking podcast. We're going to have new guest hosts, new music, new logo, new everything, and I am joined by the man to my left, the dude that's here every week, the man I cannot do this out without, and not in a gay way, Nigger Jim.
What's happening, everybody?
He's back, too. So,
Inward Jim, the sweet Jim Reaper. We're fucking back, dude.
I forgot we're not supposed to say the N-word anymore, right?
You can, I can't.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah. You have too much of a Midwest Missouri accent just to be saying the N-word all willy-nilly. That shit would get you fucked up, especially if you come to Chi-Rack. So, what have we missed 4 months of shit going on. We missed Guardians of the Galaxy. We missed a few pay-per-views. We missed Brock Lesnar raping John Cena for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
We missed Riot Fest.
Yeah.
Robin Williams killed himself.
Yeah.
A lot of shit has happened over the summer. How was your summer, Jim?
Pretty good. Worked down in Kansas City. Actually, last week was my last week. Just got to be too much to drive down there and pay for gas and everything. I wasn't making hardly anything. So, looking for a new job and, fucking watching wrestling and fucking some shit boggling my mind. Tusk. Fucking saw Tusk.
I didn't see Tusk, so we can't be spoiling that shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to say it was, like, one of the most bizarre things I ever saw, and it fucking rocked.
I'll go Wednesday morning.
Yeah. It's fucking great. Like, it's just a really fun, fucking weird movie. But, Guardians of the Galaxy fucking ruled.
I did see Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was the best fucking movie ever. It was a little long.
I just liked it because it was just, I don't know, just... What they did with it seemed so creative. With the, like,
it was
the way,
very Marvel movie in the way that the villain fucking sucked.
Yeah, and like, to take these characters, I don't hardly know anything about them. I'm sure you don't know like everything about them.
I don't know anything about them.
And they did something like really fucking cool with them. I thought.
Yeah, I think that's fine, but they still have shitty heels, like. That seems to be the Marvel movie tradition. It's like, let's make awesome heroes, but like really shitty bad guys.
Yeah.
So.
Ronan wasn't the strongest. He was cool. I thought he was good.
He was all right, but
he's not
really
the strongest.
Really
but...
anything. Well, his name was Ronan. I thought his name was like Rohan. I can't even remember it, dude. That was like a month ago. I saw that fucking movie.
Rohan was from something else, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That sounds familiar. Whatever, but I really. Does that movie.
How's the band going?
It's going good. We're actually kind of going through a bit of a change, talking about changing the name.
How can you change the name? I got all these fucking family band shirts. You can't change the name.
I know.
I'm not buying new shirts, bro.
You don't even have any more. We fucking lost all our shirts.
How'd you lose all your shirts? How do you lose a fucking crate load of fucking...
I'll tell you how we lose all of our shirts. A big, dumb miscommunication between six motherfuckers trying to move out of the practice space, and we're getting all the shit.
We don't have enough room for some of our equipment,
and then, like, I was just like, hey, is somebody taking the merchandise or whatever? And then somebody told me, yeah, Doug's coming back tomorrow, or Doug's coming here tomorrow to pick up his shit, and he's getting that, too. And the next thing we all know, we don't have any shirts, so...
So there's someone walking around with Family Band Massacre shirts right now, chilling.
Either that or they're just like, they've got them just shut up in Studio City in Kansas City. We haven't been able to get a hold of that guy. He's got like our floor monitors too and shit, and we haven't been able to get a hold of that guy. No, Josh tried to call him a couple times, and he never called him back.
It's fucked up.
So, yeah. So, but I don't know. We're talking about the band name might be S'mores Porno.
Terrible name.
It's a fucking. It was kind of an inside joke that we had done a couple years ago. It was like me and Brian. We're talking about like.
Okay, so it's like two crackers. Jizz on a black woman and kind of smush themselves together?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like...
Yeah, I don't know, we may do something different with it, but it's going to be a lot more cover-centric. You do a lot of covers, a bit more of a like a punk rock feel to it. Yeah, not so much heaviness, but still like, you know, heavy enough.
Mm.
So,
so you're saying you can't write lyrics anymore?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
that's sad.
No, I'm saying that. I don't know. Everybody wants to fucking do covers now. So
is that the thing in Kansas City? Or is that what you guys are doing?
I don't know. I'm into it. Yeah. But
what have you guys been covering?
Let's see. I know we've got at least one cover of a cover because we're doing the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version of Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. We're doing Secret Agent Man. We've turned that into something pretty sweet.
Sweet.
That's a lot of like, you know, there's a lot of 90s stuff. A lot of, like, maybe a couple 80s things, like we're doing, like we've got Eye of the Tiger and Your Love by the Outfield.
Okay.
And like a bunch of just craziness that we just turned into.
That song is like rock song. 10 octaves higher than your range. How do you sing it? Do you just scream it?
Oh, well, I mean, they play it lower.
Okay.
Like, they don't play it in that. In the same tone that, you know, Outfield plays it in. So, no, I'm not trying to fucking sing like fucking Meatwad or something. I don't know, but...
Meatwad or Meatloaf?
Meatwad.
Okay.
Everybody, oh, God. My last job, people were calling me Meatloaf. It just annoyed me.
I'm sorry to bring back those memories.
Yeah.
How are you Meatloaf?
I don't know.
You don't have, that curly perm...
That with long hair, I guess. Like, that's the only...
You're not Meatloaf
at the time, like, that. This was, like, 2-3 years ago I worked at Improv.
Okay, so speaking of Meatloaf, do you think that I would do anything for love, but I won't do that, is about eating pussy?
Hmm.
Because that's what I've always thought about when I heard that song, is that it's like, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. It's like...
It's sound reasoning.
It's that like... Like, hey, man, I don't eat no pussy. I mean, you can suck my dick.
I don't eat pussy.
I'll put it in the butt, but I'm not...
You eat my pussy.
I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Sorry, baby. Sorry.
Meatloaf does not eat puss.
No, Meatloaf, he will not. He'll go so far as to write a... fucking 20-minute song about it too. Get his fucking point across.
So what else has happened this summer?
I mean, a lot of boring stuff, you know. At Platte County Fair, that was fun.
Anything deep fried?
I didn't get a fucking chance to. Like, I would just be drinking and talking to people and then not thinking about going and grabbing something to eat. So
sounds like the shittiest county fair ever.
What, which one is?
The Platte County Fair, I'm saying. It sounds like the shittiest county.
Fucking fun as hell.
Was there any bands there? Who was there? Usually county fairs attract some kind of attraction.
Well, yeah, it's like, there weren't any big time bands. It's just, I mean, bands are like kind of.
You always get those I'm falling off of my fame bands. Like, you'll see, like, a Rooney there or one of those.
I remember Shenandoah was here one year, like, when I was a kid, but I don't know enough about Shenandoah to give a fuck, so, you know.
I don't even know who the fuck Shenandoah is.
Yeah, I don't know, they're like a country act or something or somebody. I don't even remember. I know they're popular.
That's a band, that's not a chick.
Everybody was flipping out about it, and it was like the main thing, like in the newspaper and the like the spread for the fair, like what's going on that week. It was just right on the front of it, big covers, like Shenandoah's fucking coming, bro. And everybody was freaking out, all the adults were, and I was just like, I just want to ride a Ferris wheel, man. I don't give a shit.
Ferris wheels invented in Chicago, by the way, fun fact. So, Jim, when you come to Chicago, what's the number one place I say we have to go?
The Squared Circle.
That can't happen now. I may or may not be banned from the Squared Circle.
What did you do? And why did you do it?
Okay. So, during this period of me being completely poor, I went to the Squared Circle to watch an episode of Monday Night Raw and eat a fat burger because I think I just got paid recently. So I wanted a gigantic burger, and I wanted to watch some wrestling. Yeah. So I go to my favorite restaurant, the fucking Squared Circle, owned by former WWE diva Victoria, for those who don't know, former TNA Knockout Tara. What was the spider's name?
Oh. Shit.
Yep, shit spider.
Widow? Venom or something? I don't know. It's probably Venom or something like that.
I don't think it was Venom. I think it had some weird fucking person name. But, yeah, that bitch had a spider in TNA. and she's responsible for Jesse Goddard's also.
Yeah.
So I go to this restaurant. I walk in. No one's there because it's about 5 o'clock or so. And I know from going here multiple times, if you want to go for wrestling, you got to show up early. So I show up a couple hours, probably it was about 5:30.
Does it get really packed in there for wrestling nights?
It does get really packed in there. Yeah, so it was about an hour before the Raw pre-show started. Because they were showing the network feed, and like it was the main event from Beach Blast, Sting and Bulldog against Vader and Sid. So I was watching that match, chilling. But I go in there like, oh, sit wherever you want. And so I find this awesome seat, TV right in front, and a fucking wall outlet so I can charge my phone. Prime real estate, right?
Yeah.
And so I sit down there, and I'm chilling. And they're like, oh, it's going to be busy tonight. Can you go sit somewhere else? So I'm like, sit wherever you want, except wherever you want. It's fucked up. They're already fucking with me, right?
Yeah.
So
did you feel like Rosa Parks? Did you feel like they were telling you to move to the back of the bus?
Hold on, motherfucker! Don't spoil the story yet. We haven't gotten that far. All right. So I move just a little bit over, so I could keep charging my phone. But I'm sitting at a small table because the table I was sitting at was a high table, and it was for four people. And so I'm sitting at, like, the main bench on the back with the little one table. But I'm, like, off-center from the TV, and it's kind of, like, at a corner. So I can kind of lean to see the TV, but I couldn't see the TV.
Right.
And so, like, during the show, I, like, tweet out that I have to sit in the color section at the Squared Circle. And I said, hashtag Jim Crow, hashtag racist.
Oh my god.
And about an hour later, the big jacked up guy that runs it, who may or may not be fucking Victoria, comes up to me and is like, hey, you got a problem with where you're sitting? And I'm like, no. First he comes up to me and is like, hey, are you Jim? And you're the only person I know named Jim. So I'm confused. I'm like, nope, I'm not Jim. But it doesn't hit me till later. I don't think this guy knows what Jim Crow is.
You thought you were just hashtagging your own name? Yes.
He asked if I was Jim. So, and he was like, do you have a problem where you're sitting? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. He's like, you'd rather sit outside? I'm like, nope, I'm good. So then Victoria comes up to me, and she has the one other black person in the building stand next to her that was a waitress. And nope, she was not my waitress. She was just the only other black person in the building besides me. And she asked me, do I look like a racist? And that fucks me up. Because, Jim, what does a racist look like?
White people?
This bitch is white, too. I don't know how to answer that question. Like, she didn't have a white robe with a pointy hood on, so I couldn't outright say, yeah, you look really racist right now. But I don't know what a racist looks like. I don't know the physical characteristics.
Like you're talking like a singular, like, you're walking down the street and it's like, racist.
Yeah.
It's probably a guy with like a white hood on.
Yeah, Confederate flags and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's driving the General Lee down the street.
Yeah, that looks like a racist. But but just asking me that question out of a cold, like in the heat of the moment, it's just like I don't know how to answer that. And she's like, "Oh, you're gonna badmouth my restaurant to all 10 of my Twitter followers." She's like, you're not welcome here anymore. So she kicked me out. And I always tip nice. I was going to leave a nice tip and everything. I left no tip. I was a nigga that day. I left no tip and I walked right out of there.
Wow. That's fucked up, man.
I was heartbroken.
Like she just like grabbed the only other black person in there just to give her argument some kind of validity.
Yes. Yeah, I guess. Like the one black person.
Seems like.
Yeah. It was like, random.
Next to a black person. Do I look like a racist to you?
Yeah. And the black chick that she was standing next to didn't say anything. She was just there for, like, accent purposes. It just, to make her look not racist, I guess.
Do you see this black person here?
This means I'm not racist. She would not be here because she is filling the black quota right now. I got my one black person. I'm cool. I'm not racist. I've had three black people in my house before. I counted.
I counted. Oh wow, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Like,
I'm still sad I can't get my Fat Elvis burger anymore. Now they have a Paul Heyman burger with pastrami on it. I fucking love pastrami.
I saw that Paul Heyman retweeted it. I saw that burger. It looked fucking pretty good.
So what I can do is I can go to one of my friends on the North Side house and Grubhub that shit and have it sent to me. But, but yeah, I don't think I'm allowed in there anymore. I could probably go in disguise on Halloween. I'll wear my Spider-Man costume. They would be none the worse.
Well, you know, like next year, Brian and Mary and I are planning on going out there because Brian wants to see the Royals play at Wrigley Field, and then like figure like you and me would just hang out or whatever.
Yeah, because I would not be down with going to a baseball game. Sorry, that shit just
right. No, I'm not. I'm probably not going either. But like while they're off doing that shit, like we're fucking doing our own thing.
Are y'all gonna come stay at the Palace?
Yeah. Do what?
Are you gonna come stay at the Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and but I'm sure like by that time, because it'll be next year, I'm sure she won't even remember. And if she does, then she has an impeccable memory.
Yeah, that would be awesome. It depends on what day of the week it is. Because if it's wrestling day, she might be all up in there and shit just to make appearances. It is her restaurant, so she usually is there. Every time I've been there, she's been there. So, I'm scared to go back.
I would look at her and just like I would look at her and point at you and just be like, does it look like I'm racist?
Then you won't get to feast down on a delicious burger.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
The Fat Elvis with fucking peanut butter stuffed inside the burger and bananas on it and bacon. It's
funny for somebody that like has such like who's fit. And who, like, has to stay fit because of wrestling and everything.
Right.
To have a restaurant that sells, like, the craziest fucking concoctions of burgers and shit.
I don't think she eats them though.
Like, yeah.
I think that's mainly for the jacked up dude she's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else has happened this summer? I went to Riot Fest. That shit was fucking tits.
Yeah.
I've been to every Riot Fest carnival since they've done it. And this one has probably been the most consistent of me watching bands that I have to see. It was pretty insane. I usually watch wrestling, because they usually have wrestling there. But no, this year...
That's Taboo.
Yeah. I went to see Motion City Soundtrack, and I was racing to see Tegan and Sarah, because they played immediately next on a completely other side of fucking Humble Park. And as I was running around this fucking park trying to get through the crowd of people, I see Sabu posing for pictures. I'm like, I have to do this. So I paid $10 to take a picture with Sabu.
Yeah.
It was fucking tits.
That's CM Punk sighting.
Yeah, I saw CM Punk. I went to go see the Bouncing Souls, and CM Punk just standing right there.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Like, well, he has their logo tattooed on his arm, so I guess he's gonna be there. I don't think they really had too many of like his favorite bands there. I guess he would probably go see NOFX or some shit, but I don't know. I don't know if CM Punk listens to it.
I had their sticker on the back of my first car.
Oh yeah?
The Bouncing Souls, yeah. I had them, I had Rancid, I think I had a NOFX sticker. And then I had a Flaming Moe's decal on my window. it was just like you stick it on there and then pull it back, and it's just like it looks like it's embedded into the window.
Nice.
And it was just him holding the Flaming Moe. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Where'd you get that shit?
At the time, it was when the store Gadzooks was still open at Metro North Mall, and it was kind of like the first. It was like Hot Topic before there was Hot Topic.
Interesting.
And then whenever Metro North Mall just kind of died out, you know, just.
Kansas City has to be the home of the most dead malls.
Yeah. They tore down Antioch Mall.
Yeah.
And they put up some like assisted living kind of home, like not for old people that like can't do anything, but for just like, you know, they have their meals brought to them and stuff. Like, they can still get around and be active and stuff. But I don't
really get how malls stop being valuable. Like, people shop all the time. Like,
yeah, I know. It's weird.
The malls that are around always seem to be busy. Like, Independence Mall is always fucking packed. The fucking Zona Rosa is always packed. Fucking Oak Park Mall.
Zona Rosa, I think it was more like because of Zona Rosa, because it's an open-air mall. I think maybe people like that better. But I don't know. Somebody just mismanaged the hell out of Metro North Mall, whoever it was. Like, because
every mall in Kansas City fucking dead. Like Bannister Mall gone.
Yeah, Bannister.
That was almost Mallrats Mall.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason Bannister fucking died is because people kept getting shot there.
People are going to get shot somewhere in Kansas City, like, and you're going to shut it down, there wouldn't be any more Kansas City. It's like the whole city just collapsed. If you keep closing down places, people get shot. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's easier to fucking close up an enclosed space where people are getting fucking shot at in a giant enclosed fucking area.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that mall used to be pretty fucking awesome because I never got to go into it. They had the old Warner Brothers store.
Oh yeah, I fucking love the Warner Brothers store.
Yeah, I never got to go into it. It was fucking. It was so stupid. I was with my friend Jack. I was staying the night over at his dad's house, and his dad lived down around there. And he was taking us to the mall because Jack was getting a new pair of hunting boots or something like that. So we go to this mall, and the fucking Doc Martin place is right across the aisle from the Warner Brothers store,
right.
And I asked if I could go over there, and his dad, like, fucking wouldn't let me.
Fuck that. He's like, you're not my dad. Fuck you. I'm going to look at Batman.
He was a big motherfucker, though, so I don't know if I would have said all that, but...
I'm pretty sure you were, like, 6'10 when you were 7 years old.
Oh, no. No. I'm not even 6'10 now. I think I'm, like, I don't know, 6'... one, two, maybe.
Whatever. You know, you get the idea.
Yeah, who cares?
At the Warner Bros. Store in New Orleans, like, Batman was always there just chilling, standing in front of the Warner Brothers store, either Batman or Bugs Bunny. I got this sweet-ass fucking silver and black Superman shirt, and, like, the Superman logo was, like, raised and, like, kind of, like, studded. It was fucking
tits.
And I had a matching hat. That shit.
Yeah.
I think one of my dad's hoes got me that.
Everybody had the Warner Brothers. All the malls that were too far away that my dad wouldn't drive to had the Warner Brothers store. The closest mall, of course, you know, for me, was Metro North Mall, and they had the Disney store.
Fucking Disney store.
Which was not as cool.
Yeah.
Not as cool. You know. I mean, it was around the time when Disney was still kind of cool and everything, but...
But Disney store is still around.
Is it?
There's, like, two downtown. There's, like, one on State Street and one on Michigan Avenue. Like, about less than a mile apart.
Yeah. There was one... At Zona Rosa, oh God, it's, I don't know how long it's been. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but I think it was quite a while ago. They closed that one down, and now it's like a laser tag.
That sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's like a maze, and it's not as amazing as it sounds, because it's just like it's no levels or anything. Like, it's not huge.
You don't need levels for laser tag.
They just set up a bunch of like. Nylon partitions, and then you go through with laser tag or whatever. But
did we never go to? Did you never go to Power Play with us and do laser tag?
No.
That's fucking shit. Fucking unlimited Fridays and Saturdays at Power Play. Fucking $10. Play all the laser tag you want.
Yeah, they actually just opened one up. The old Best Buy on North Oak.
Okay.
They just opened it up. It's right next to Toys R Us.
Okay.
So like they just opened that one up, and I haven't been in there yet, but they got go karts and fucking, I think they got laser tag in there.
They better
and
have video laser tag.
And just all kinds of fucking shit in there. Yeah. It sounds awesome. I want to go.
Check and see if they have unlimited Fridays or unlimited Saturdays. It'd be like, it's like $10.
Have you seen this commercial for Dave and Buster's with this fucking Batmobile arcade game?
No.
Yeah. Okay, like, look it up online or something, but there's, like, a Dave and Buster's commercial where they're, like, advertising, oh, we got, you know, all these new games. One of them is a fucking sit-down-in-the-Batmobile fucking driving game.
The Dave and Buster's here fucking sucks because it's, like, one of the oldest Dave and Buster's they have, and it's... Soup, like, it's badly designed because it's been there forever, and they keep adding games and not taking away enough games. So when I went there once for a friend's birthday, I had to wait in line to get from one side of the Dave and Buster to another side of the Dave and Buster. It was just that fucking crowded, and they were full of high-strung niggas, and I don't like being around high-strung niggas, because you step on a high-strung nigga's shoe, that's the end of your life.
Hey, man, this is a perfectly good chance for you to throw away your life.
See, I can't be around that. That's just bad for business.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did you watch Gotham last week?
I did.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. You know, like, I feel like, because you had brought up whenever they first brought up this show that the guy playing Gordon didn't have a mustache.
He doesn't have a mustache, and he doesn't have glasses.
Right. Like, I figure, you know, because he's young, he probably doesn't need the glasses just yet. But I'm figuring,
Jim, you wear glasses, right?
Yes, I know. I've worn glasses since fifth grade. But a lot of people don't wear glasses.
I've worn glasses since fifth grade.
My dad just started wearing glasses.
That's because your dad is a hillbilly, and he probably didn't want to go to an optometrist when he was young.
So like just now he's not being able to see?
Yeah, probably. All the years of moonshine just caught up to him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, my family made moonshine. That's how I went to school. That's how they paid.
Everybody in fucking Western Missouri knows about the Lance moonshine.
Yeah, yeah. Now I only have one friend that was making moonshine, but he had.
The fact that you have one friend at all that made moonshine is telling.
He was making the fucking best, though, man. He was he fucking like... Applejack. Doesn't taste like fucking liquor at all, but you get fucking lit, son.
The Applejack of alcohol. You drink what you like.
Oh, dude. It was fucking smooth, but he got... More and more people were asking him about it in town. It wasn't just like, you know, close circle people. And so he kind of stopped doing it.
Mm.
Just, you know.
I got problems with Gotham, though. Like, I don't know. Jim Gordon doesn't seem Jim Gordon-y enough. Why is Harvey Bullock not fat? And why is he older than Jim Gordon? Why is Poison Ivy little girl version named Ivy?
That one kind of bothered me a little bit.
Why are Riddler and Penguin so much older than Bruce Wayne?
I might
end up pulling my hair out for this show.
It seems like, well, Penguin, I could see him being older than Bruce Wayne, because I mean he turns into a fucking like stubby fat guy. So fat bald guy. So like I could see that.
But if you look at it, like, these guys are in their 20s.
Riddler, I could see less. Riddler always seemed like he was close to Bruce's age, or, you know, maybe a little bit younger.
These guys are in their 20s, and Batman is 8. So when Batman's old enough to be Batman, he's going to be whooping the shit out of 40-year-old dudes. That shit does not seem very Batman for him to have to fight a 40-year-old man. It's like Batman wouldn't waste his time with that shit. Like, dude, you are old. Go home and get some sleep.
He flap around Carmine Falcone a bunch of times. And yeah, but
that dude has money.
Well out of his 40s.
Yeah, but he's a crime boss. He's the boss of the fucking crime family.
He's the boss of crime.
He worked his whole life to get that shit. And Batman doesn't really have to fuck him up that much. He's like, hey, I'm Batman. I'm here. You're going to jail. You know that, right? He's like, all right, cool, whatever.
But he's smacked him around a couple times. Like, smacking around a 40-year-old man. If it was a smart 40-year-old man like the Riddler, you know, then he'd probably fucking have to kick his ass a couple times. But I did kind of like seeing the Joker as the stand-up comic that was just doing the one show for Jada Pinkett.
Oh, that was supposed to be the Joker?
Yeah, you didn't get that?
I didn't.
They never said his name. He was a comedian. It was taken from the Killing Joke kind of thing, where he was a kind of a struggling comedian.
Yeah, I haven't read Killing Joke in a long time.
Yeah. But I dug the guy that played Penguin a lot. I thought he was pretty good. And I like how they showed how he kind of gets the limp and everything, and I liked him. I thought he was good. But I do get what you're saying. Jim Gordon seems a little young. But I also feel like, as far as the mustache goes, I think he'll either, like, start growing it at, like, the end of this season. Like, you can kind of see, like, he'll have stubble and you can kind of see,
like Green Arrow, how he has a stubble and goatee.
Yeah. And then by next season, like, he'll have, like, the full, like, mustache or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe two seasons down the road, he's got to start wearing glasses now, so then that's when he wears the glasses.
And also, like, Rene Montoya diked his wife. That's hilarious.
That was cool. Yeah.
But, like, all these people that are supposed to be, like, beneath Jim Gordon are, like, his peers. It's like, you're not doing stuff right. I appreciate you putting characters from the fucking comics in the show, but they're not in their right positions.
Right. I'm not sure. Did you ever read Gotham Central? Because I never read Gotham Central.
I never read that shit.
Okay.
I try not to read shit that ain't got enough Batman in it.
I really like Ed Brubaker.
Have you been reading Grayson?
I haven't fucking had any money to get any comics for the longest time.
You have the internet to steal comics.
Yeah, I know, but whatever.
That's been my shit. Dick Grayson as James Bond, whooping ass in fucking England and shit.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That sounds actually pretty cool.
What else have I been reading? Deadpool versus X-Force.
Yeah. Oh, really? Versus X-Force?
Yeah, it's like set in the 80s and shit. It's like the first encounter of Deadpool and Cable.
Oh, let's fucking bring it up. Motherfucking Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Motherfucking finally.
I'm not going to talk about that until I see more shit.
Yeah. the fucking the test footage rocked.
Yeah, that was cool. That was fresh.
It was fucking cool.
But I'm not about to get my vagina wet for something that's been wet for the last 5 years and I haven't seen shit for.
Right.
A green light can turn red at any time. So
yeah.
Once I start filming some principal photography, then my vagina will start getting wet again. But right now, it's bone dry like Mae Young.
Bone dry.
R.I.P. right quick.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Did you watch Black Jesus?
Oh, okay. I've only fucking downloaded the first two. No, I downloaded the first episode and then I watched the second one on demand.
They're all on YouTube.
So I'm behind because at the same time that was happening, I was getting re-caught up with Boardwalk Empire.
That shit is not important. Fucking Black Jesus is way more important than Boardwalk Empire.
I love Black Jesus, but Boardwalk Empire is fucking tight. I love that show.
I never watched that shit.
It's great. It's great. It all fucking takes place during Prohibition days. It's just gangsters and shit. It's awesome.
I've never liked any HBO dramas. One, there's way too much fucking. And I like to watch TV with my mom sometimes. And I don't want to see all these fucking people getting their fuck on for, like, extended period. It's not like a quick, oh, here's a titty right quick. It's like long-ass fuck scenes, like Game of Thrones shit. Like, they'll just be fucking for hours. Like, dude, get to the fucking point. Like, but I can fuck with, like, most HBO.
Empire doesn't have that much. There's been fucking in it, but not for ever that long.
Yeah. It's like, always in the earlier episodes, too. Like, True Blood, like, the first few episodes, just way too much fucking. And it's like, it's not even like people you know and care about. So when they start fucking, it's important. Like when Dexter started getting pussy in like season 2, when did he meet Lila and he started fucking? Yep. That shit meant something because Dexter hadn't gotten any pussy all that whole show. Then he starts fucking. Right. It's like, oh, Dexter's fucking. But, I could watch HBO comedies. Like I watch Eastbound and Down and Curb Your Enthusiasm. All that shit's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Let's talk about Summer and how Summer somehow teased me that Flight of the Conchords was fucking coming back. That pissed me right off, man.
I never watched that show. My bad.
Oh, man. No, it's fine. It's really funny, though. You should check it out. There was some fucking article, like somebody had misread something that one of the guys in Flight of the Conchords said as, like, they mistook it as we're coming back as for Flight of the Conchords on HBO, when really they're working on a totally different project for HBO. Mm-hmm. So it's like they didn't know what the project was, so somebody on the internet was just like, oh, it's Flight of the Conchords, and fucking put it out there. And so I was kind of bummed. It was in the same day too. It was like I woke up in the morning, it's like Conchords are coming back. I'm like, fuck yeah. And I click on the link and then there's an update on the fucking on the story that's just like, okay, so this isn't happening. I'm like, motherfucker, goddamn, ruined my fucking life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's talk a little wrestling here.
Let's talk about wrestling. We've been gone for a while. A lot of shit happened. Last time we did a show, fucking Daniel Bryan was world champion.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything else important was going on. Bray Wyatt was on TV.
Yeah. Why hasn't he been on TV?
Because they don't have anybody for him to fight. They have no baby faces.
Is that what's going on?
They don't have any baby faces. Like, name all the top baby faces right now off the top of your head.
That's a good point. Like, they got Cena and... Yeah.
Cena,
like, there you go.
Dean Ambrose.
Ambrose, yeah.
And then it's like
Ambrose
a big drop-off to, like, Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Ziggler, yeah.
And
I just fucked up. It's just, like, I haven't seen him. I'm like, why? At first, I mean, what you're saying makes total sense. It's just I hadn't read anything about that. I didn't see anything or whatever. It was just why it's not fucking there, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, like there are few characters on WWE TV that I'm actually invested in. And he's one of them. And so when he's not on my TV, I just don't fucking care.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I texted you earlier. Whenever it was like the last two. It was like the last two things on Raw tonight, Damian Mizdow and Sheamus, and then the tag team match at the end. And I texted you, and I was just like, do I have to give a flying fuck about this for the show?
And the answer, the answer is yes.
I just did not care at that point, because they had fucking drugged that show on and on and on and on.
That's been a trend for the last couple of weeks. At least Cole Cabana was on the show, right?
His gigantic, distracted head. Oh, my God. Yeah, that fucking made me laugh. Like, especially whenever... It made me laugh at the very beginning when Paul Heyman was walking up the stairs, because they had to zoom in on Paul Heyman, so it just made Colt's head even bigger.
Yeah, it was fucking
huge. Right behind Paul, it made me laugh so hard.
Awesome. So Raw came on TV. We had... long ass recap. That recap went like 10 minutes of shit that didn't matter.
Yeah.
What was the recap?
Well, I can't remember. I hadn't watched SmackDown, so I didn't know Dean Ambrose stole the cage.
Oh, yeah. Dean Ambrose stole Seth Rollins' Money in the Bank. Seth Rollins is Mr. Money in the Bank for those who only follow the show and don't follow wrestling. Dean Ambrose stole his briefcase, and the Authority came out. Blah, 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 blah. That, I didn't really hear anything they said. They chanted CM Punk at him. Yeah. Stephanie told him not to, that they care about quitters and everybody's a quitter.
Talking about CM.
Yeah. They told Dean Ambrose to return the briefcase. Yawn. Paul Heyman came out. He didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
He wanted an apology for Seth Rollins costing Brock Lesnar the match.
Yeah.
Against John Cena. Seth Rollins came out and apologized. They shook hands. And Paul Heyman politely walks away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was entertaining for a couple minutes that Heyman was on the screen, but then
really he wasn't. It wasn't, though. It's...
Yeah, he didn't say much or present anything being like, okay, well, because you did this, now this is happening, or, you know, like...
Yeah. Brock Lesnar's not even going to be on the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose shows up on the Titantron, and he had the briefcase. He told Seth, that if he wanted it, he can come get it. And they go to go get it. They just walk out of the ring and go get it.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah, it was
that's
just,
your opening. They just leave.
Yeah, and then that was when
John Cena came out and starts beating up Seth Rollins, and then Seth runs into the crowd.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, it was just whatever.
And backstage, they had Triple H talking to Pat Patterson, Gerald Briscoe.
Yeah, 2.0.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I knew that the bald dude was Mercury. I've always known that.
Right.
I kept seeing the other guy. And I'll say his name. I know his name. I know who it is. But I'll just refer to him just this second as the other guy. I kept seeing the other guy in little bits whenever they were trying to restrain Dean Ambrose and shit. Tonight, it finally fucking clicked for me. That was Jamie Noble.
Former Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah. I did not... I kept looking at him. I kept fucking being like... I recognize that dude from somewhere. Who the fuck is that guy? And I kept mistaking him for Matt Stryker, but I knew he got fired, so I was like, that's not him. They couldn't have bring him back that quickly. And then it just,
not,
I don't know.
I did not recognize Jamie-san from the Young Dragons.
Yeah, yeah. It just hit me like a ton of bricks tonight. I was like, oh shit, now I fucking recognize who that is.
We had the token good match of Raw, which is a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title. Dolph Ziggler defending against The Miz and Cesaro. And all I wanted in this world was for Cesaro to win this match, and he didn't. Cesaro whooped everybody's ass, fucking uppercutted Miz out of the air, and then Dolph came and super kicked him and stole the win when he pinned The Miz. So I guess they're building towards Cesaro and Ziggler. So they're keeping Cesaro strong because he beat him on Cesaro on Friday, but Cesaro was holding the ropes. So he got fucked over there, and he got fucked over here. So hopefully Cesaro wins the Intercontinental title, and they just do fucking something with the best person that they have on their roster.
Yeah. I put out a tweet tonight because I was sitting there thinking, doesn't it seem like Cesaro should be a part of the Authority? Like, he should be their muscle.
I mean, it'll be cool if they...
Instead of...
The Demon Kane, or Corporate Kane.
Drunk Stepdaddy Kane.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it seems like it would work so much better. He's already, you know, he's got the history with Seth Rollins, so they can be able, you know, they'll be able to play off each other. And
what history does he have with Seth Rollins?
Huh?
What history?
I'm saying just because they were in ROH together.
Yeah, pretty much. They didn't like, do I mean, anything in ROH together.
But, I mean, but they know each other. They've hung out together. I mean, I'm sure they have.
All right, yeah, they were in the same company.
Like, they've fucking been on the road and shit. I mean, fuck.
I don't remember ever seeing one Tyler Black, not this Tyler Black, but the fake Tyler Black.
I didn't say they had a match. I'm saying,
I don't remember any interact. I don't think they were even, like, together at the same time.
They probably weren't. I'm pretty sure they were, weren't they?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. I'm just saying they come from the same kind of fucking background. Okay. So I think they'd be able to work well together.
Alright.
But, he just seems to have, Cesaro's character just seems like he would be in the Authority.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about the Great Khali.
Whenever Briscoe and Patterson 2.0 were going through the backstage, like, where's Ambrose? Everybody's kind of standing there casually, like normal people, and they come up on Khali, and he's just, like, standing there, ready, like, waiting for the camera to hit him. It was the most unnatural thing I've ever seen.
I don't even know why he was there and why they spent so much time with it. It was just like a fucking waste.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it. Next segment. Bray Wyatt video aired, and apparently Luke Harper's going to be a singles competitor now.
That's what it's
looking like. So they're going to try to... I hope they try to do something with it. I don't know who they're going to make him fight, because they're going to have any baby faces.
Yeah,
you could probably wrestle Sheamus for the U.S. title.
I really like Luke Harper.
Luke Harper's awesome.
Yeah,
him and Seth Rollins have more history than fucking Cesaro and Seth Rollins. They were both in the same stable.
Yeah, you know the fucking Age of the Fallen or whatever.
Yeah, Age of the Fall.
Yeah,
he was Necro Butcher number two. Okay, that was dumb with Mercury and Jamie Noble with the mustard and shit. But Miz and Miz Dow, the Miz's stunt double, came up and said that the Authority was full of shit and bullshit, and they said some shit, and Stephanie made Damian Miz Dow wrestle Sheamus in the match later. Blah.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the summer, I fucking love Stephanie. Now she's not doing shit for me. Stephanie was awesome all summer. Now she... Yeah. I don't know. She might have another baby in her or some shit. Because bitch is losing her swagger. We have the Total Diva match.
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through it.
So this new thing is the new thing is we're going to do Total Divas, and then every Monday after, we're going to have a match reflect what's happening on Total Divas. Despite the fact that what happened on Total Divas happened fucking months and months and months ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear, I just read it fucking last week, that Vince McMahon says that he's forbidden any of the women on Total Divas to win the Divas title.
Really? I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, look it up. That's what I read. Mm. That's right. It was just like...
Was there a why?
I don't think there was. It was just he doesn't want them to be champion because they're on that show. Which to me is like, well, that's stupid. Wouldn't you want one of the ones on this TV show to be champion? Doesn't make sense to me. And then that's like half your fucking female roster right there. You've only got, what, like...
Three other bitches,
and that's it. That fucking angle is giving me a headache.
Now I know you've been watching Total Divas, Jim, because I know that's your shit.
No, I have not. Nope. Fuck that.
So as you saw last night on Total Divas, fucking Tyson Kidd forgot Natty's birthday. And Rosa Mendez tried to dyke on Natty at the birthday party. And Natty was
pissed. For real?
Yeah, she tried to get her dyke on. She tried to kiss her. And I don't know if you know this, but Rosa Mendez just got out of rehab on the show.
Really? Yeah. Is that why she hasn't been around?
Yeah, bitch had a drinking problem.
Like Eva Marie and her scary demons of drinking.
Yeah. Oh, but you know about that shit?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That just cracks me up.
Yeah, she was like, Naomi was like, was she drunk? And she's like, no, she doesn't drink. It's like, oh, that's right, bitch don't drink. So she was trying to like make out with fucking Natty. And they hate, and Summer Rae and Natty hate each other, so that's why this match is a thing. It was Layla versus Rosa Mendez with Tyson Kidd at ringside with Natty, and Tyson was texting or playing what's the game that all the kids play on their smartphones? The matching game with the candy and shit.
What, Candy Crush?
Yeah, that shit. He was playing Candy Crush or Snapchat or some
stupid
shit.
I keep getting stupid invites on Facebook to play that shit, and I'm not doing it.
Oh yeah.
Play video games. I'm not gonna fucking tap shit on my phone.
Are you playing WWE Supercard though?
No, I'm not.
That game is the shit. I got a fucking ultra rare Daniel Bryan. And a fucking ultra-rare Vince McMahon. Those, like, my two top guys. It's the shit. I got a John Cena, too. I don't really like John Cena, but he's a fucking strong card, so might as well use that shit, right?
I did just see a pretty sweet t-shirt. It looks like a fucking sriracha sauce label, but it says American Dragon on it. And I've like seen a shirt. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
Badass. Layla beat Rosa with her neck breaker finisher.
Yeehaw.
Dean Ambrose was walking casually through the parking garage. So the camera crew found Dean Ambrose before Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble. And then Dean Ambrose came out to the ring, set up a table, and he had the Money in the Bank briefcase on it. And he starts throwing merchandise into the crowd because he's having a clearance sale on merchandise, which I think is a reference to them clearancing out all CM Punk's merchandise a couple weeks ago. And I'm pissed that I missed it. When I found out about it, all they had was like a hat.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't want a fucking hat.
I never got a CM Punk shirt. You know,
I can't find my Best in the World shirt. I think I lost it at a convention or some shit.
They were selling those exact shirts at Hot Topic, I think it was, but I didn't have any money at the time to get one, so I just never got it.
So
that one, and they had the new Nexus where it was the yellow fist with the lightning bolt on the lightning bolt.
I got that one. That's right. I got that one for Hot Topic.
I remember you have that. I remember you had that shirt. You worked one of our shows.
Yeah. What happened? Jamie Noble came out, told him to give him back the briefcase, and Dean Ambrose said no. So they went back, and they got Seth and some security guys, and he said, I thought they were Rosebuds last week. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
So,
you guys sure that's security? I think they were Rosebuds last week.
So Dean said, Dean was awesome. Yeah, he's the best guy. Not to downplay his shit by me lethargically reading these results, but this show was fucking long.
Like we can only make so much of it entertaining.
My God. So he told Seth to come into the ring and get his briefcase. He's sorry. He was just having a good, spirited, fun time. And he left him to the crowd. I was curious, like, what is he going to do? Is he going to come back? Is he going to
beat him up?
But no. Yeah. Seth opens the briefcase, and Nickelodeon Gak jizzes all over his face.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then, can we just fucking skip ahead? I don't remember what's after this, but fuck it. Because they did a vibrator joke tonight.
Yeah, that's the next segment. Triple H, Randy Orton, and Corporate Kane are setting up the match for Corporate Kane and Randy Orton to wrestle Dean Ambrose and John Cena. And Seth is upset, he's pissed off, and then there's like a vibrating, and everybody's checking their phones, and it's coming from the briefcase. And Seth said that it's an electric razor.
Yeah. It just, I don't know, man, like, it seemed like they haven't fucking done it, like, any kind of, like, that's almost like Attitude Era kind of joke. Like, they,
not even, though. An Attitude Era joke would involve a transvestite blowjob. This is just, I don't know, it was just, it didn't fit. Like,
yeah, it was weird. It was weird. Like, I think it would have been, been better, like, if they really wanted to do something weird with this and, like, be like, oh, Seth's, like, got weird shit in the fucking briefcase that he needs back or whatever. Like, that should have been the segment whenever Dean came out, was to just open the case and, like, pull out fucking weird things. Like, he could have pulled out, like, a fucking, like, lingerie teddy or something and just weird shit, you know, and just keep pulling it out until Seth got mad enough to run out there and then they could have fought.
Yeah.
Like, it would, I think it would have worked better just because it's visual, it's not too fucked up, like, just a straight vibrator. Like, if he had done that and pulled out a vibrator, I would have shit myself. It's just like, why is this man holding a vibrator on WWE television?
They did that with Primetime and Lita, didn't they?
But if it's, like, little, like, weird affectations, like, you know, like, fucking lingerie, or, and then, like, I don't know, like a woman's wig or something, like things like that. I think it would have been more visual. It could have been more funny.
I was curious as what was going on in WWE Network. It was a fucking Randy Orton documentary, which is a good way to fall asleep.
Yeah, right. You have trouble sleeping.
Ask your doctor about Randy Orton documentaries.
Oh, whatever.
Bo Dallas versus Mark Henry.
Boo.
Yeah, Bo Dallas won.
Fucking boo.
It was quick and not quite painless.
Renee
interviewed Bo Dallas after the match, and Mark Henry came and raped Bo Dallas. Like,
he beat the shit out of that kid.
And he threw a fucking production box into him. It was pretty, I kind of cringed at that, because it kind of slammed pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was fucking, he was heaving that thing too. Like, he was really just fucking, yeah, it was weird seeing Bo Dallas beat Mark Henry. Like, it just, I can't suspend my belief. That, like, oh yeah, he could beat Mark Henry.
Goldust and Stardust had a promo that led to nothing because they didn't have a match and the Usos weren't anywhere to be found. It was kind of there. I don't know.
There's something that we missed this year, or this summer. Fucking Stardust.
Yeah.
What have you thought? Have you been enjoying it? I've been enjoying it. I think they've been doing pretty funny stuff.
I just haven't been able to watch much outside of pay-per-view.
Right.
But I guess it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of the promos I thought were really funny, and Cody's acting really weird, and I like it. I dig it. So, and they're actually, like, it actually seems like they're doing more of a fucking tag team rivalry now.
But there's no room for that because we got bunnies to put on.
It feels like we haven't had, like, a really good tag team rivalry in, like, a long-ass time.
We had the Wyatts and the Usos.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then they stopped doing stuff. I think the Wyatts should have won that 2 out of 3 falls match we had a couple months ago.
Yeah. I liked the Wyatts and everything, and they had fucking great matches, but I just didn't think, I don't know, there was just something about it that I find more with the Goldust and Stardust shit. Probably because they turned...
It's actually Gold and Stardust.
Yeah. Dust to Dust, yeah. I think, is a better name for them, but whatever.
The Dust Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. But, I don't know, it probably just because they snapped into heel like at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
It was just, I think it just made it interesting. Like, holy shit. Like, because everybody been cheering for him for like a month at least, or however long they've been around.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, like, all of a sudden it was just, boom, we're fucking heel, and they're beating the hell out of the Usos, and I've enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. So.
Brie Bella's awful club music hits.
I fast forward all of this. I don't.
Jim, I need you to start watching these Diva segments. They're the cornerstone to bad wrestling TV, and it's important that you watch these. So from now on, you are not allowed to fast forward to Diva segments. I would forgive you for fast forwarding through a Sheamus match more than fast forwarding through a Divas match.
Oh, it's just so painful.
There's more to talk about in a bad Divas match than there is a boring Sheamus match.
Yeah.
So, from now on, there will be a moratorium on fast-forwarding through Diva segments.
Okay.
We have to talk about this shit, these bad Bella promos.
Yeah. I don't know what bad Bella promo sounds like. I mean, it probably just went back and forth, meandering.
They scream every other word they shout. It's like, Brie, you have been a thorn in my side. Stuff like that. That's not an exact quote, but it's kind of the idea of how they cut promos.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Just for the listening audience, Nikki Bella is not with T-Bird right now. That was T-Bird doing a flawless impression of Nikki Bella.
So Nikki was talking about how, since you quit, I was forced into handicap matches every week. Now you're going to be in a handicap match. Her opponents came out, Eva Marie and Cameron, your two favorite wrestlers.
Ooh, the road warriors of fucking women's wrestling.
Yeah.
They're
more like the powers of pain of women's wrestling.
The powers of pain. Or like fucking, was that Hakeem and fucking Big Boss Man?
That's the Twin Towers. The powers of the pain were the Barbarian and Warlord.
We've been talking back never.
Yeah. Eva Marie doesn't do anything except snap mares and blowing kisses. That was all her offense. She does a snap mare on Nikki, then she blows a kiss, and she picks her up and puts her in the corner and then starts choking her with her foot and tags out. That's all she did.
I fucking hate her. She is so awful.
There's a match in NXT.
I have to watch these fucking segments.
There's a match with her in NXT against Bayley. And Bayley's not bad, but she's not good enough to make Eva Marie look good.
Yeah.
And that shit is fucking terrible. Like, the most awkward roll-ups you've ever seen in your life. The worst sideways, crooked bumping. It's bad.
Yeah.
This bitch is on TV and Ric Flair's daughter is not.
Yeah.
They fired Chris Hero. And they make Sarah Del Rey train people. But this bitch has a prominent role on TV. Because she has a nice tan. But you hit that though, right?
I get it. Do I get it?
I said you'd hit that.
Oh, I'd hit what? Eva Marie?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd hit just about anything at this point. Yeah, why not? You know, like, God damn, like, maybe I could at least teach her how to do a figure four leg lock.
Or teach fucking Dolph Ziggler. Shit.
Of course, it seems like everybody keeps fucking up the simplest goddamn move in the world.
Who didn't put their little brother in a figure four when they were fucking 7 years old?
I know. That's what I... It's like, Miz did it, and now it's like every time he does a figure four, it's like, don't.
It's contagious.
And now Ziggler, I expected more out of him.
Exactly. He idolized Ric Flair. And that guy can't do a fucking figure four? That shit baffles me. I totally called that spot with Cesaro's helping him, though.
It was just, my God, you know? I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How nobody can do a fucking figure. It's like everybody's drunk all of a sudden. Like, everybody just got drunk. And even Ric Flair probably was drunk in at least a couple of his matches.
The problem is that they're not drunk enough to do the figure four, because Ric Flair was fucking wasted.
Yeah, but he could still fucking pull a figure four. It didn't fucking turn into like putting one leg underneath the other one and fucking like doing
a figure X, if anything.
Yeah, yeah.
What came next? Slater Gator versus Los Matadores.
Did
you watch this? You know, the bunny's been in competition lately.
I watched some of it, but I mean, a lot of times I was just looking down at my Twitter.
They had an alligator with them. It was Hornswoggle and alligator costume.
I saw that.
Like, Slater Gator won. Like, he slated it like a small package. Oh, speaking of small packages, the last match, let's rewind. Did you see the finish of when Bree tried to roll up Cameron? Because I don't think we talked about the end of that match. Bree tried to roll up Cameron, but Cameron was like 3 feet away. So Bree did the whole sunset flip motion, not the sunset flip, like the schoolboy motion, but there was no one with her. So she had to go back and do it again.
Bree, you had one job to do.
It wasn't Bree's fault. It was Cameron's fault for being 3 feet away.
Oh, Cameron did it.
Cameron's fault was being rolled up, but she wasn't in position. She was too far away. All she had to do was fall backwards, and she would have, like, it would have looked
Jesus
a little bit better.
Christ, these women, they fucking get on these shows, dude. Like, and then the ones with actual talent, they just don't fucking do anything with.
Oh, gosh.
That's ridiculous. That's so fucking...
Yeah, so...
And then the girl tried to pin the fucking other girl on her goddamn stomach last week, and... Oh my god, like, these fucking women, dude.
Jim, it's okay. It's gonna be okay.
These women can fucking wrestle, yet they want nobody to fucking do it. They want no these. They won't get women that can fucking do this shit. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know.
He Slater pinned one of the Matadors.
Yeah.
And then the bunny came out and started doing shit and splashed on Heath Slater. Jesse Jackson was at ringside. What the fuck?
Was he?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
I didn't see that. No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
That must have been through one of my fast-forwarding binges. Yeah. Where it was just like, hey, Jesse Jackson's here. That's it. Let's go somewhere else. Oh my god.
This next segment you could have easily fast forwarded through Rusev and Big Show.
Yeah, I did.
Stuff.
I did. I saw Big Show pull down the flag and.
Oh yeah, that did happen. I was scared he was going to take down the lighting rig. I was worried about that shit.
Yeah, I think it's stupid that Rusev hasn't lost by now.
I think it's stupid that they haven't moved him anywhere, like to John Cena or some shit. Like the logical move. I mean, he's been beating everybody. He might as well get some credibility. Let him beat somebody important or lose to somebody important or fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. John Cena promo. It's the same thing you've ever heard. AJ came out. Paige came out and cut a promo. It's like they wrote the same Diva segment twice with different bitches.
Yeah.
Like it was the exact same thing as the Bella thing. Where the person you're feuding with comes out, talks about you, and then someone else comes out and wrestles you. I don't know. It's like they didn't check their work to make sure no shit was the same. So I felt like I was watching a rerun on the same show.
Yeah.
But at least these bitches can actually wrestle. These are two of the better bitches, but I wasn't paying attention to this match, were you?
Nah, not really. Just because, like, this fucking angle has not gone anywhere since they started it.
Yeah.
They've been having really good matches, but it's just not going anywhere, and it's infuriating me. It's like, they hate each other, but they don't. I get that. Give me something else. Like, fucking add something else to it. It's just ridiculous.
And we had Sheamus versus Damian Mizdow. Sheamus wins, right?
Damian gets knocked out of the ring, and Miz is helping him get up. Sheamus pushes Damian Mizdow into the Miz. They fall down. Sheamus picks up Damian, throws him back in the ring. Sheamus jumps back into the ring, too, right behind him. Bro kick, it's over. So.
Cesaro should have beat Sheamus at the pay-per-view. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, definitely should have, yeah. 100%. It's funny to me that two of the guys that aren't from America were fighting over the United States title.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
U.S. title has basically, it's like the new European title almost.
It's just a belt that's just there. The belt doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. They should really just merge them and just have the Intercontinental title.
I'm not going to talk about Hulk Hogan because he's talking about cancer and cancer sucks.
Yeah. We all hate cancer.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
I didn't watch any of it.
Cancer killed my grandma.
Yeah. My grandma just started going with a guy who found out he had cancer not long after they started going together.
Your grandma still be getting it in?
Yeah. She's been going to the doctor with him and everything, been with him every step of the way. That's pretty cool.
So Meemaw got her groove back?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's what's up. Respect.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and then the next is, what, the tag team match?
Yep, main event. Dean Ambrose and John Cena versus Kane and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
This match was an hour long. This match went on all fucking night. John Cena got the heat. Dean Ambrose tagged in, ran wild for a little bit, and then Seth Rollins came out and started attacking Dean Ambrose. Disqualification.
Yeah.
And then he curb stomped Dean onto the briefcase after Randy RKO'd him.
Then did it to John Cena.
Yeah, then he did it to John Cena.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he just stood over him, and that was it. All credits.
He stood over him for a long time, and his music played for a long time. It was like, yeah, you can end this show now.
Yeah.
And then Chrissy Knows Best came on, and everything was all right in the world.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't watch that fucking show.
It seems like everything would be even worse. Like, I just watched this shitty Raw, now I got this fucking dude.
This wasn't the shittiest Raw, but it was just there. I'm glad I didn't go. I almost went. I came pretty close to going, but people that I wanted to go with didn't answer me enough. And I bought a laptop instead, so fuck you.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of Raw?
Yeah. It was all right.
WWE's coming back to Chicago on December 26th, like they do every year.
Yeah, I'm still trying to gauge if Wyatts are back by the time Raw comes here to Kansas City, then I may go.
When's Raw coming to Kansas City?
October 20th, I think. So I may get, if the Wyatts are back by then, I may go.
That means right before Mom's birthday, so that's a very interesting time.
Okay. We may need to fucking...
Put the band back together.
Yeah, put the band back together and fucking go to fucking Raw.
This is what we should do. We should do the gimmick where we call the box office and ask if they need any seats filled, because that's a good way to get tickets, because Kansas City does not draw.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. I know when I went to SmackDown... The whole left side of the place was just, they put all their production stuff there and there was just no seats filled, at all. So they were shooting everything from the fucking, right side, with the right side behind them. So.
Yep, this is how it is. Those are usually like the $20 seats too. Like when I went to Money in the Bank, that's how I was sitting like right on that hard camera side. It's like $20 bucks lower levels. Decent seats.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was Raw.
Yeah, Raw.
So, what are you looking forward to the most in season 2 of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast?
Oh, God. I'm looking forward to finding out who killed my dad. As you remember last season, you know, somebody, you know, came out from the shadows with a gun and shot my father. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then, you know, we had the break and now we're back in season two. And so you're going to find out who shot my dad.
It was the baby.
It was the baby. And then they found out it was the baby.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get my friend Anna on. She's a professional female mud wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They do a lot of shows with like punk bands and mud wrestling. So it kind of fits the theme of the show.
Yeah. No, that's fucking cool.
She wrestles under the name Annabelle Lecter.
Annabelle Lecter?
Yeah.
Okay, I instantly want to marry this woman.
That's
fucking awesome. I love that name.
She has a man with more trapezius muscles than you have, so I think that'll be pretty cool.
I figured as much.
Yeah. I'm going to make my friend Hyra, who's like our number one fan, a true subscriber. He's going to have to review an episode of Total Divas one of these weeks.
Okay.
So I'm going to have him do that in the coming weeks.
Is he like me where he hates it, or does he like this show?
He's oblivious to the show, so it's going to be even funnier. So I'm going to force him to watch.
Oh, so he just doesn't care about the show. Okay.
Right. He has no emotional investment in Total Divas, and it's so bad that I just want to torture someone else to watch Total Divas with me.
Yeah. And we tried to do this a while ago, and then I just, every time I had a chance to sit down and watch Total Divas, I was like, man, I could be watching something better. And I don't want to watch this, so I go and watch something better.
There's nothing better on Sunday night than Total Divas.
I would still try to do it. Maybe if the promo I saw tonight was half as funny as it was.
Don't get a gun.
Yeah, don't get a gun. And then she's like, don't get a gun. And then he's like, oh, he got a gun. Like, no. Goddamn bitch. Fuck her.
That's funny.
But
her boyfriend's like a fitness model too. He invented like his own form of workout and shit that is barely explained. I found his website. That shit was funny as hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He always wears like douchebag clothing, like fucking.
Right. Oh, dude. I had my fill of fucking douchebag for a while after this last weekend.
Yeah, what happened?
This friend of mine, she was having her birthday party, and she was like, I said, oh, where's it at? Oh, it's at Angel's Rock Bar at Power and Light. It's a good-looking chick that, you know, I would fucking do things with. So I'm like, well, shit. Probably not going to have a better opportunity than this, so I might as well go. So I fucking go, and it was just a fucking nightmare beyond belief. Just the fucking people there. I wanted to just go on a punching spree as soon as I fucking walked in there, just decking everybody in that place. Limp Bizkit played there the night before.
Oh, yeah? You should have went to that shit.
They did a live concert. And
a free concert?
Or free concert. I said live concert. I meant to say free concert, yeah.
Dude, I'd go see Limp Bizkit for free. I wouldn't pay for that shit. Not wear a disguise. No one would see me at a Limp Bizkit concert.
Like, Tyler, no, it's not me.
Fun fact, I do have this reputation for this fucking hard, dick-swinging punk rocker, but my first CD was Chocolate Starfish in the hot dog flavor water.
With fucking Undertaker, yeah. I had that CD.
That was the first CD I ever got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. I had that. I had the one before it with Break Stuff on it.
$3 bills, y'all?
Yeah, I didn't ever have that one.
That was the one before it?
No, not before Chocolate Starfish. Before that was
Insignificant Other.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
One with Nookie and shit on it.
Yeah, my bad. Before we go, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. What the fuck was going on your Twitter? What was that shit about bitches and Craigslist ads?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm not revealing anybody's names in this.
Reveal their names. They're not listening.
Reveal their names. No, I'm not going to. My friend's wife's sister is getting a divorce from her husband.
Well, you only have one friend that's married, so that's pretty.
No, I have quite a few friends that are married, actually. Okay. So, yeah, pretty much all my friends are married. But anyway, so she's been working or whatever. They've got two kids, and she's been exhausted, so they haven't been fucking very much. Well, he gets it in his fucking head, like, well, and he's already cheated on her once before, and she found out about it. And so he was just like, okay, well, I'll just go on through Craigslist and find somebody to give me a blowjob. And all the women that he found on Craigslist that were willing to give blowjobs were only willing to do it if they got paid for it.
Of course.
This dude didn't have any money, or didn't, you know, wanted to save a couple bucks. So
you couldn't drop the 20 for the BJ?
Yeah, no, he couldn't, apparently. And so he went and got himself a dude, and she found out about it through emails on the fucking internet, and all this just, it blew my fucking mind, because this dude, they're both really fucking shitty to be around.
Okay.
One of them constantly steals from her sister, and her fucking husband. I can only look at this dude for a minute, if that, because this dude's fucking teeth look like rotted corn. They look like rotted corn niblets, and I can't fucking look at this dude. So when I'm talking to him, I'm looking for every possible excuse to get out of a conversation with this dude as quickly as possible. And I always just end up like, oh yeah, cool, and I always end up just walking away. Like, I don't look for an excuse, I just walk away from the guy.
Right.
So they only been married for a year.
And he's already fucking switched to dudes.
Yeah.
Hilarious. That's fucking Platt City.
Well, not Platt City. They live in Plattsburg.
It's fucking Platt shit, alright? Anything with Platt in it, it's pretty rough.
No, it's about 30, 40 minutes, something like that. It's quite a ways from here.
Mm. At least it's not Lathrop.
Yeah.
That's the show, I guess. Is there anything?
Out on Craigslist blowjobs.
Yeah.
From strange men.
I was just curious, dude. That shit was blowing up. Like, what the fuck is going on with Jim? And
yeah.
Like, what is this shit he's talking about?
Yeah, it was just fucking bizarre because my buddy called me just out of the blue to fucking tell me, and I had read from the guy in question that got the fucking skeevy blowjob. He had put it up on Facebook that him and his wife were getting a divorce. I'm like, oh, well, I wonder what that's about. And I'm sitting here watching Raw, and my buddy calls me. He's like, oh, shit, let me fucking tell you what's going on. And it's his wife's sister. His wife's sitting right there getting pissed off at him, and he's laughing his fucking ass off telling me all this shit. It was great. But, yeah, a good way to end the show, I think.
Do you want to take care of the plugs? We'll see how much you remember from last time.
Let's see. Follow me on my new Twitter, because somehow my old Twitter got blocked. I don't know what the fuck happened. My new Twitter is at Sweet Jim Reaper. And you can find me on Twitter saying random things. Let's see. The Family Band Massacre. You can still find us. Actually, we don't have a Twitter anymore. Brian had to take over that account because he got put in Twitter jail permanently because he retweeted a picture of this fucking baseball player and Kate Upton naked. It was after that whole thing at the fucking Emmys,
right?
Where somebody hacked into the cloud.
Who the fuck is Kate Upton? I looked at these fucking naked fucking leaked photos. I knew, like, three people.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Kate Upton, she's a supermodel. She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That bitch is already a porn star, then. What the fuck? Why does she care that her naked pictures are out?
Yeah. So, he retweeted, because he's all, you know, Mr. Baseball. He loves baseball and shit. So he retweeted the picture of this guy's fucking, this baseball player's fucking saggy grandpa ass, I believe is how he put it, and retweeted it. And he didn't even fucking originally tweet. He just retweeted something that somebody else put out.
Okay.
And he got fucking put in Twitter prison for a life sentence, apparently. So he took over our old Twitter account of the Family Band Massacre. So, but you can still find us on Facebook. And
what's Brian's Twitter? It's at FanBamAsker, right?
No, not anymore. It's Myman's account now.
Okay.
Like, he took it over, so it's his name now.
Okay. Fucking plug that shit.
Oh, plug his Twitter?
Yeah, plug his Twitter.
Okay. All right, fuck it. At Fishbomb Myman.
Yeah.
Follow him. It's pretty funny. If you like baseball, you'll really enjoy it.
That's all he tweets about is baseball. America's most boring pastime.
And if you like fucking somebody's crazy whiskey ramblings late at night, then at Fishbomb Myman is the Twitter account for you. So follow us both. You'll get to see us conversate about absolutely nothing that we might as well just be texting each other.
You can follow me plugging the show on Twitter at Ninja Tyler Black.
Yes, sir.
Where can they find the show, Jim?
Where can they find the show? Oh, shit. What the fuck is the name of the...
If you stumbled across the show by accident, you can find this show on the reg, rockandwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com.
Automatic. Damn it. That's the fucking website.
How else can they get this show?
Yeah.
How else can they get this show, Jim?
How else can they get their show? iTunes,
yeah.
I believe.
You can subscribe.
Stitcher Radio.
You can subscribe iTunes, and if you're fucking cool as hell, you can subscribe on fucking Stitcher, my favorite app.
Yeah. Got everything, all the podcasts you'd ever want.
And the only podcast you'd ever need, the fucking Rock Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
We talk about all the same shit that every other podcast talks about, but we do it with a black man and a white man.
Yeah, yeah.
No, nobody else has that dynamic. We're the only ones.
No.
Swigadoo for the working man.
Swigadoo for the working man. Swigadoo for the working man. Da da full ass salute.
And I ain't whistling Dixie.
I love the way he does commercials too. Crash me up. But anyway.
But you will not hear us plug in fantasy football because fuck football. I work yesterday. That shit was not cool. Fuck football. I hate that shit. That shit's fucking gross.
I like watching football. I don't know hardly shit about it, but I like watching it.
I don't know why.
It's mostly about going over and partying.
You just like drinking beer. Don't even like perpetrate by saying you like watching the boring game of football that lasts forever, and then it's fucking people cheering for clothes, faceless dudes wearing the same outfit.
These people are getting hit in that sport. Like, I can't watch baseball. Like, the Royals are going to the playoffs for the first time since 1985, and it's awesome. I'm happy for it, but I just can't watch a baseball game. It bores the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Football can actually hold my interest because fucking people are hitting each other and shit, so. But, yeah. I'm not into fantasy football, though.
Everybody hitting each other all at the same time. It's, I don't know. Fantasy football is, like, weird. It's like football people trying to be nerds and being bad at it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So, rockandwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. Rate, review, subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Stitcher Radio, my favorite app. Follow me on Twitter. Send me some questions. rockandwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. You got questions? You got concerns? You want me to get the fuck off the air? Send me a fucking email. I won't hate.
Get the fuck out of here.
I want to read your emails. I want to hear your deepest, darkest secrets. I want to know what makes you
tick. I want your secret.
I want your secrets, girl. Hey, baby girl. Send me an email right quick. Hit me up on Craigslist.com. This show has gone off the rails so hard. It got to late night sexy voice territory. And I got to work in the morning. So, this is a new thing. We're going to come out every Wednesday now. We're going to be the only show in the world that reviews Monday Night Raw on Wednesday. Every motherfucker's doing it on Tuesday or even late Monday night. We're doing it on Wednesday.
We're giving you the fucking midweek bump, you know?
Yeah, the hump.
It's like
day.
You're all smoking and you're like, oh, smell weed. It's not fucking Friday. Pop on Rock and Wrestling Podcast. Boom, you're good for like two more days, you know? fucking power.
The only thing I wish I could do is I wish I can go back in time, because there's, like, no shows on Monday. Like, you got, like, fucking Review of Raw and, like, Wrestling Observer on Tuesday. You got Review Away on Wednesday, and, like, Smodcast usually comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, you got Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
Friday, you usually have an Impact review. There's nothing on Monday. So if I could do Monday's Raw review before Raw happens,
yeah,
we'd fucking corner the market. We'd be the best wrestling podcast there is. And since we are the best wrestling podcast there is, this is going to be the end of the show for real this time. Rock and Wrestling Podcast. Jim, take us home. Don't fuck it up this time.
Don't fuck it up this time? Well, how can I not after that intro? There's people shooting on my TV. There's probably some shooting on yours. Don't shoot each other.
They're not shooting guns. They're just shooting arching ropes of jism onto people's chests, neck, and
it's Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J.
Why are you watching NCIF New Orleans?
It's still on from USA from Raw. I've just got it on mute.
All right, guys, watch Chrissy Knows Best. Thank you very much, and that's the end of this week's show.